Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Niall, thank you so much for joining me. How are you getting on, firstly, after a McGrath Cup campaign? You're now staring down the barrel of the league campaign starting up this weekend.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I suppose the McGrath Cup seems a while back now, and I suppose realistically it was a while back. We played on the 2nd and the 6th, and you know there was a gap. Probably would have liked to have gotten another game in, but difficult because you know the other provinces were they had games running later in their competition. So that was the only thing. But look, training has gone well, you know, and the lads have worked very hard. So we're just hoping that transitions onto the field on Sunday.
How does, I suppose, looking back on that McGrath Cup campaign, spread to you, because it feels like very much a time of development and growth for you, and in terms of that as well with the players on the pitch, a lot of those under 20 players making the move up to senior, and a lot of players getting their first senior appearance even as well. Like, if you look back to Rathkeel and that 11 point victory over Limerick, you know, obviously I know it feels like a long way away now, but you know, how much can you take out of that major victory against a team that has been, you know, on the rise since last year winning the Tailteann Cup?
Yeah, I suppose you have to put everything into context. You know, like Limerick had, and I don't want to call them disrespectful and call it a second string team out, but effectively it was made up of panel players, you know, rather than the first 15. So on that night, you know, we probably had, well, we had a lot of young players playing, and a lot of our panel got opportunities. We had a few more, you know, more established players on the field than Limerick did, and that probably showed in the performance and in the result. Then you look at, you know, four days later we played Cork, and Cork came with an exceptionally strong team, and we probably weren't as strong as maybe as we were against Limerick, and you know Cork put us to the sword very convincingly. So it's very hard to gauge, you know, and that's the nature of these pre-season competitions, because you know managers are trying to look at their squads, and you know the two managers mightn't be aligned in terms of what their plan for that game is. So you're going to have mixed results, you know, and that's the nature of it. But it was great to, you know, get really important to get game time into lads, and especially the younger players, you know.
How difficult is it, I suppose, to evaluate where you're at as a squad when, as you mentioned, kind of a second string Limerick team you're coming up against, maybe their eye is more on that Meath challenge match that they had coming up, you know. You know, can you take much out of a victory like that, or is there any learnings from it?
Yeah. Look, you have to look at yourselves, and I suppose the positive was that, you know, we won by 11 points or whatever, and you know, like at half time it was, I think, 9-1, so like that was positive, you know. It went to the script, I suppose. If it had been a battle, you'd probably be more concerned. So yeah, it as you said, it's very difficult to assess, and Sunday is where we find out where we're at, you know, and that's something that I suppose we're looking forward to.
You must be happy with the returns of a lot of those under-20s players. You think of, you know, Charlie King, Paddy O'Keefe, you know, how well they did in that game with Limerick. You know, for you, that must be a great sense of your own accomplishment as under-20 manager as well, to see them progress on to the senior level.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to take all the credit for that. Like, I mean, there's been a lot of good work done in the development squads up along, and you know, every coach that these players have both within their clubs and, you know, with the development squads and minor squads, you know, they've all had an impact on their development, and you know, they've really blossomed into fantastic players. But it's not just their talent, you know, they're as individuals, like they're great guys as well, and you know, you have Dahi, you've Joe Higgins, all these lads, they're in the panel, and they're all contributing, and that's the positive, I suppose, for me, is that they've come into it and nobody looks out of place, you know, and that's what we're delighted to see, you know, that our hope for these players has been grounded by the way they've performed since they've come into the panel.
One player I think that stuck out to me is Shane Garland in goal. Like, he's been absolutely unbelievable. Like, what is it like having a player that comes with such experience from that Monaghan setup coming down here?
Yeah, look, Shane's a good guy. You know, he's a cool customer, and you know, what I like about him, and I suppose what you need as a goalkeeper, is if you make a mistake, like, he brushes it off. It doesn't bother him. Might bother me. It doesn't bother him, you know. But that's a great sign of a goalkeeper. And you know, he's really at it. But like, we have for the first time, I suppose, in a few years, we have depth in the goalkeeper department. You know, like Robin McGrath, I had him with 20. He's an exceptional goalkeeper as well, you know, we have the two Shane Ryans, Shane Ryan Commercials and Shane Ryan Moyle Rovers. You know, Shane Ryan Commercials has just returned to the panel, you know, and he's going to be chomping at the bit to push on. He started in goals last year. So, you know, these lads are all pushing each other, and that's what you want, and that's what you want from all your panel, and goalkeeper is no different.
You know, I mentioned earlier, and you kind of spoken to yourself, the experimentation of this team and kind of development being a core factor of it. Like, how good is it for you to have that creative freedom with a squad like this? It almost feels like you've got this blank slate that you can work off, and you've got a lot of young players that have still time to grow.
Yeah, look, it doesn't feel that way, because this was we've set goals. You know, we want to be competitive in the league, and we want to push on, and kind of, you know, I suppose a realistic goal we've spoken about as a group is, you know, going into the last weekend of the league with something to play for, which hasn't happened in a while, and so, like, I don't feel that it's kind of time to be experimenting either. You know, we have games to win, mm-hmm. and we'll be aiming to win every league game that we play this year.
Obviously, you've mentioned before that the league and the Tailteann Cup are going to be the two big ones you're targeting this year. What does success in those competitions look like for you at the end of the season?
Yeah, as I said, you know, like, we have to be realistic, I suppose, you know, where we're at and where we're coming from. But, like, we do feel that the potential is in this group, you know, to push for promotion. So we're aiming for that, but you know, bringing it to the last weekend would be a big step forward, in the Tailteann Cup, getting out of the group. You know, it's as simple as that. We haven't done it since we started playing the Tailteann Cup. So, you know, these are, you set your goals in relation to where you're at, you know, and we know where we're at, and we don't want to be there. We want to move up. So it's going to be, you know, brick by brick.
You look at, obviously, the success of Wexford and Limerick from last year in Division 4. What can you take from those results that you had against them last year that maybe could propel you on to kind of replicate their success this year?
it's difficult. Like, you, I mean, Limerick really had a, you know, a fantastic year, especially, and getting to the Tailteann final, and I suppose it wasn't just the nature of them getting there. It was how they played. You know, they were really good to watch. Really enjoyed watching them. Limerick were where we are a number of years ago, and they have built that team over a number of years. So I suppose in a lot of ways, and we have spoken about it, they're almost, you know, a template for us. Going forward, how to go about developing young players and building a team that can be competitive at that level.
Because you mentioned it before about how your squad comes across very fearless on the pitch. Like, that's obviously, it feels like, I suppose, similar enough to the way that early Limerick squad was playing as well.
Yeah, like, that's the joy of youth, you know. I don't know. They haven't maybe experienced enough knockbacks or whatever it is, but they just play with that freedom. And, like, I'm really conscious that we don't want to stifle that, because you know, these guys have talent, and they have that just abandon, which you know, teams don't like playing against that, you know, and it's just trying to harness it in the right way. So it's all a balancing act, really, and you know, I'm sure we'll make mistakes along the way, then players will make mistakes along the way, and that's part of it. But you know, once we're all, I suppose, pointed in the same direction, we hope that we can build something.
London in the first game now of the league. It's always a strange trip, that one, because it's the only match you really have to get on a flight for. You know, what is that like, trying to prepare for a game like that and keeping the players sort of grounded coming up to it?
Yeah, I suppose I'm in some respects I'm happy that it's our first game, because you know, if you can't be focused for your first National League game, there's something very wrong. So I think, you know, we won't have to work to focus the players too hard. They're going to be dialed in. You know, they're excited about the National League starting. They're fighting for places. They're hungry to get out there and show their wares. And you know, it doesn't matter where the game is on. Realistically, we have a job to do. But you know, it maybe is better that it's the first game rather than it potentially being a distraction in the middle of the league. So you know, we're going to take that. The flip side to that is London. I have no doubt, you know, after the results over the last 2 years, like they'll be targeting us as a game in the league that they feel that they can win, especially at home. So we have to be mindful of that. You know, they're going to be coming all guns blazing, and you know, they had some success in the FPD Shield, and they you know, they had a good result against Leitrim and Sligo, so they're in a good place, you know, and we're the days of, like, we haven't earned the right to take London for granted. That day is gone, you know. I hope they take us for granted, though.
I have to ask, we're speaking on the day that the panel has been announced. Obviously, you've named your captain and your vice-captain. Sean O'Connor is captain and Stephen O'Brien.
Paddy Feehan is captain.
Oh, Paddy Feehan is captain,
yeah,
right.
Sean O'Connor and Stephen O'Brien are vice-captains.
Oh, grand, okay. Yeah. Right, so I think the website probably says something different.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, obviously, a reason behind that, because obviously, you know, Stephen was captain last year and Sean was obviously vice-captain. You know, is this you putting your mark on the team, or does it realistically matter who is the captain on paper?
I'll be straight with you. It doesn't matter to me anyway. Okay, there's a lot of leaders in that dressing room. I could have picked a number of guys. You know, Paddy for the management team, and you know, he was very vocal and really driving standards early when we came in, and it stood out to us. You know, and Stephen's just a natural leader in the group anyway. You know, he's really, really important, you know, and very good at giving advice. So I suppose I like to use the captaincy as something that you're getting that extra bit out of players from it, you know. And like we know Stephen is going to add value to our squad. Every day he's on the field, you know, anyway. And, you know, we have Paddy and we have Sean O'Connor. They're all taking leadership. And I was speaking to someone else today and I said the same thing. You know, you have Jack Harney, Maloney, Luke Boland, you know, and numerous others, Mark Russell. These lads are all driving standards as well. And there was, strangely enough, plenty of candidates, you know, putting their hands up, and Paddy was the decision we arrived on. But like we've a lot of faith in him and his leadership ability, and it's a privileged place to be in, that you have that kind of choices, you know, and fellas who are putting their hand up and natural leaders, because when you have that, then fellas, you know, they hold each other accountable, which is really important.
It's one of those things as well that I suppose you notice with younger teams across the board in sport, that leadership seems to be almost a collaborative effort as opposed to being laid on one person, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean you know, the players are more invested than anybody else into the group, you know, dynamic, the group's goals. So what they have to have, you know, a real say in terms of how things are approached, and like, you know, setting standards should always come from the players, not the management. All of us should come from the players. And you know, I'll be honest, I've been you know, really happy with how the players have conducted themselves in let's call a spade, very difficult circumstances, you know, with the sad loss of Philly and a change of management, you know, for the third year in a row. That's really hard for the players, you know, and they've responded brilliantly, you know, and like, I have a lot of respect for them because of that.
That must equally, though, be difficult for yourself as well, because I know obviously you stepped down as under 20 manager because of your young family and want to spend more time with them, and then just 2 months later you're kind of back in the inter-county scene. Like, is that difficult for you, having the limelight back on you straight away?
Yeah, I don't know if there's much limelight in football. I'm not too worried about that, but yeah, look, as I said, I'd made my decision and I was at peace with my decision, and you know, but look, that's small in terms of problems that present themselves. I had a decision to make, and look, I came on board, and I'm glad I did, you know. So we'll move forward, but there's, as I said, there's bigger problems in life, you know.
Obviously, I suppose having Peter Tormey and Conor McNally and the rest of that backroom team must make it a lot easier.
Yeah, look, I'm delighted with the lads, and you know, I mean, the coaching team have been brilliant, and what has been a massive help as well is, you know, the backroom team, the support team that stayed on, you know, Duncan Mackay, the S&C coach, he was there last year, and you know, Aldo Matassa, we had Claire Cummins, and you know, Holly McAvoy, like having them, you know, and our logistics and Endo Sullivan, and our most important man we have, Mort Kennedy, our kit man, like having those, like that continuity has been just brilliant for me, to be honest. It has made my life so much easier, and you know, they've really good people, really driven, really professional, and like they've helped the new team coming in really settle and you know, have a better understanding of everything that's going on and the different dynamics.
I noticed there hasn't been, I suppose, much conversation in the media and yourself about the Munster Championship. Is that something that's even on your mind yet, or are you?
No, I look, at the moment the league is our championship and we're very focused on that.
Is there a particular game you're looking forward to this season?
I wouldn't say so, to be honest. You know, like you look at it and they're all tough games. I'm really looking forward to being over the first one, to be honest, you know, and hopefully we can come back from London with points on the board.
What does it look like, I suppose, staring down the barrel of that first game? Like, is it exciting, or is it nerve-wracking, or is it a mixture of both?
Yeah, no, yeah, I suppose it is a mixture. You know, you when you have something coming up like that, you're probably, you might realise how distracted you are, but you are distracted, you know, so you're thinking about it, but like we just, all we want to do is just really focus on how we prepare, you know, and how we've prepared the last few weeks, and then that everything is running smoothly in the you know, 48 hours coming up to that game, and everything is right, and you know, we're confident that we've done that. So it's about, you know, translating that onto the field and getting a good performance.
Absolutely, Niall Fitzgerald, thank you so much, and best of luck with the campaign.
Thank you very much, Odin.